各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2021年1月2号，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的 Satya Deva 帕布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加梵歌的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好啊。
Happy New Year to you.
祝大家新年快乐。
Yeah, so at my house, today is New Year's Day, so I'm very fortunate to be able to begin the new year with having a Bhagavad Gita class with you.
在我家这边的话呢，今天才刚好是一月一号呢，所以说我觉得自己非常的幸运，能够以和大家在一起分享博加梵歌的早课，以这样的方式来开始我今年的第一天。
So, thank you for your blessings.
也非常感谢大家给我的祝福啊。
Yeah, so wherever there's Krishna and Arjuna, and wherever there's Bhagavad Gita, certainly there will be victory.
无论在何处有 Krishna 和 Arjuna, 无论在哪里有波加梵歌，那么就会在那里，我们就会获得胜利。
And I also had another blessing today, just suddenly,Nirkula Mataji and Vaisheshika Prabhu came by and gave us some prasadam.
然后也就在今天我还收获了另一份祝福，然后就在刚才不久 Nirkula Mataji 和 Vaisheshika Prabhu 他俩就到我家来给了我一些 prasadam.
And although, you know, 2020 has been difficult, especially because of the pandemic,We were trying to see the silver lining and Krishna's mercy in this pandemic.
那么尽管2020年整个一年都是非常困难的，由于这个疫情的原因，但是我们仍然在努力的去看到这个硬币的另一面，看到它积极正面的那一面，然后并且看到 Krishna 的仁慈。
And of course, we know the prayers of Queen Kunti. She prayed for more calamities because it made her more attached to Krishna.
当然我们都知道，昆提皇后她曾经发下的那个祷文，那就是她希望能够有更多的灾难，更多的痛苦。那么这样的话呢，就会使得她更加的去依附，更加去执着于 Krishna。
So, if I can speak for all of us, I think this pandemic is.Maybe isolated us, but it's forced us to become, you know, to increase our own initiative, to become Krishna conscious, and to reflect on our life and on our practice, and to become better devotees.
而如果我能就说是替大家一起来发言的话，那么站到大家的这个角度来共同的找到这一点，那就是尽管由于疫情使得我们大家都被隔绝了，就是跟这个身边的这种环境相隔绝，相分离，不叫分离，叫隔绝。但是的话呢，这也迫使我们能够去更多的发展自己的积极主观能动性，然后去培养自己的 Krishna 知觉，然后并且去反思自己的生活，从而成为更好的奉献者。
So today we're still in the first chapter, and I think we're going to be reading text 42, maybe 43.
那么今天我们一起来学习《博加梵歌》第一章的第42诗节，有可能会谈到43诗节。
And of course, in this section, Arjuna is giving very logical and sound reasons why they shouldn't fight and have this battle.
当然在这个章节的这一部分的话呢，阿尔朱纳他就罗列出了很有逻辑的并且是很合理的原因来说明为什么他们不应该这个打这场仗。
So we'll continue reading this section and before that I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava.
好，因此的话呢，在我们一起来学习这个诗节之前，就我先来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava。
And did we answer all the questions from last week? Or I think more came in at the end and maybe we didn't finish.
Yeah, we didn't finish. There are still quite some questions left from last week.
Okay. So we'll spend more time on questions maybe today.
OK， 其实由于上个星期还有不少问题剩下，所以故事说今天得把更多的时间用来回答大家的问题上。
All right. Well, let's all take a little trip to Vrindavan for a few moments so you can just sit back and meditate on Vrindavan as I chant.
好，那么我们现在的话就用上几个片刻的时间来一起去到 Vrindavan 吧，然后请大家放松的坐下来，然后再跟着我的这个唱诵之中来一起冥想 Vrindavan。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Balabha Giri Vanadari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vanadari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Nitai Gopinanda, Hare Hare Bol. Okay, so we're on chapter 1. And Arjuna's main points that he's made so far as to why they shouldn't fight is that if you kill the elderly leaders in society, basically you're going to destroy that society for generations to come.
而到目前为止 ，Arjuna 他所提到的一个主要的点来说明为什么他们不应该去战斗，不应该去打这场仗的原因，就在于如果要是杀死了社会当中的那些年长者的话，那么也就会使得也就会导致在这个社会，就是导致对未来的这些年轻人下辈的话，这些人来说，社会就会被毁灭。
Because in the Vedic culture, the elders of society are very much respected, and whatever they say, everyone does. Everyone obeys them.
因为在伟达文化中，就是说年长者、老人是非常非常受尊敬的。那么他们所说的话语，然后他们所做的事情，都是要受到其他人的尊崇的。
And by their words and actions, they keep everyone following religious principles and on the spiritual path.
因此他们通过自己的言行来使得所有人得以继续走在宗教继续来遵循宗教原则来走在灵性的道路上。
And one of the most important spiritual principles for a society is the family, is the marriage sacrament.
Marriage sacrament. 而对于社会来说，最重要的灵性原则、宗教原则之一，那就是家庭，也就是婚姻这种这种制度。
Yeah, so men and women generally didn't associate with each other unless they got married.
男性和女性基本上是不会彼此交往、彼此往来的，除非他们是已结婚了的。
And then if they had children, those children were generally wanted, and so they were loved and protected.
而当他们去诞育孩子的话，那么孩子往往都是被父母想要的，因此孩子会受到父母的爱与保护。
And then those children grew up respecting their mother and father and their grandparents.
而孩子们长大成人，也就会去尊敬他们的父母，以及尊敬祖父母。
So in this way, the family unit was protected, and there was a continuity from generation to generation of healthy, happy children.
也就以这样的方式，这种家庭的传统也就被保留了下来，使得一代接一代的话呢，都能够诞生出健康的、快乐的孩子。
So Arjuna's point is if you kill all the elderly men in this battle who are leaders of society, then eventually the family unit will fall apart, and men and women will associate freely, and there will be unwanted children, and this will eventually destroy the society.
因此 Arjuna 在这里提出的点就是，如果要是在战场上杀死了这些年长者，而这些年长者是社会当中的领导者的话，那么最终也就会使得家庭单元分崩离析，由此的话呢，男人和女人就会自由的往来，也就由此会诞生出不想要的孩子，那么最终社会就会被毁灭。
Yes, so Arjuna's arguments are very persuasive, I think.
我认为 Arjuna 在这里所提出的论点是非常有说服力的。
Especially when we look at our current society, right, and how it's full of unhappy, unwanted children and disturbed people, it makes a lot of sense.
所以说，尤其是当我们去看到我们当前所处的社会，充满了不快乐、不幸福的，然后以及不被想要的这些孩子们，然后当他们长大成人以后，就成为了这种心意备受打扰的这些人，然后那么对，那由此的话，我们就更加能够去理解Arjuna在这里谈到的点是多么的合理了。
I was very fortunate that even though my parents weren't that happy, they stayed together.
所以说我当初是非常幸运的，虽然说我的父母的话，他们彼此之间过得并不快乐幸福，但是的话呢，他们却是一直在一起，没有离婚。
Now, you know, 70 years ago, the society was quite different, and I'm sure in another 70 years, we won't recognize it.
所以说在70年前的社会世界和现在是完全不一样的，因此我想我很肯定，那么在未来再过70年的话，那么未来的社会和我们当前也会是相当不一样的。
Yeah, so it seems unbelievable now, but I only had one friend whose parents were divorced and he lived with his mother. All my other friends, maybe they weren't happy and maybe their parents weren't happy, but they didn't get divorced. It wasn't very common.
所以说可能现在看来的话呢，觉得是非常难以置信的。那就是在当时我的那个年代的话呢，我只有一个朋友，他的父母当时是离婚了的，而我所有其他的朋友，我认识的那些人的话，他们都是家庭完整，父母并没有离婚。当然很有可能他们的父母也过得并不快乐，但是的话，他们都是有一个完整的家庭的。
Yeah, so financially, you know, when the parents get divorced, it's very difficult just to survive financially.
You mean on both or only the kids?
Well, yeah, just to support the family is very difficult, like a single mother or a single father.
所以说从这个经济的角度来看的话呢，如果一旦家庭父母离婚的话，那么要去在经济上支持这个家人，支持孩子，就是养育孩子的话，比如说单亲父亲、单亲母亲的话，会是非常困难的。
So my best friend, his father left, I think, when he was a year old, and he was raised by his mother, and he had no male role model in his family.
而我最好的朋友，他在一岁的时候，他的父亲就离开了他和他的母亲，然后他从小就是由他母亲抚养长大的，所以说在他的整个家庭当中，没有一个男性形象式的男性式的人物是他可以去学习的。
So he really struggled.
所以我这个朋友真的是经受了极大的这个挣扎的。
And especially in the summertime, I would go stay at his house, or he would come stay at my house, and I could see it was very difficult, you know, to him to come to our house and see that I had a mother and a father, and he didn't have a father. It was very painful for him.
然后尤其是当时我们在暑假的时候的话呢，都会我经常到他家玩，然后他也经常会到我家来玩。但是的话，对他来说，每次到我家都是挺困难的，因为他会看到我有一个完整的家庭，我爸爸妈妈都在家里，然后而他没有爸爸，所以说的话呢，整个这个那一幕的场景就会让他感到非常痛苦。
So now it's very common, you know, for boys and girls to grow up with just one parent, or you know, the family split up.
而在现在社会的话呢，确实非常常见的，那就是这种离婚是非常常见的。然后孩子在成长过程中只有一个只有父母当中的一位的陪伴是非常常见的。
But in the 1950s, it was very uncommon.
不过在50年代的话呢，却是非常不常见的。
All right, just an old man talking here.
不好意思，老头子说话又说多了。
But I can appreciate, you know, Arjuna's point, even though it's, you know, some people may consider it just a fundamental religious, you know, ideal kind of thing. Actually, it's very applicable to all society.
Fundamental religious ideal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, oh, this is old-fashioned thinking, you know.
Oh, what thinking?
Old-fashioned.
Oh, I see. 所以说顾里就说到的话呢，就说所以说他站在他的角度是非常欣赏 Arjuna， 其实特别欣赏 Arjuna 在这里所提出的论点的。然后可能会有些人认为 Arjuna 他的论点是非常这种就说很老式的。对，老古董，对，叫老古董的这种想法，然后就是这种很根本的宗教的理想状况。但实际上的话，顾鲁认为他去这种阿朱娜所谈到的，确实可以被应用在所有的社会中的。
Okay, I should have probably given this talk after we read the verse in the purport.
顾鲁说他应该在等到讲了这个念完了译文和要旨之后的话再来讲这一点的。
We're doing it backwards today.
今天就有点颠倒了。
Okay, I'll read the Sanskrit, then we'll do the word for word, verse and then purport.
好，我们一起来看着梵文的诗节字对字的翻译，译文及要旨。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Doshir Etai Kula Janam Varna Sankara Karakai Utsajante Jati Dharman Kula Dharma Cha Sasvata Doshai.
由于这种错误
Etai
所有这些
Kula Nanam
家族毁灭者的
Varna Sankara
不想要孩子
Karakai
他们是根源
Utsajante
化为乌有
Jati Dharma
社会计划
Kula Dharma
家族传统
Cha
也
Sasvata
永恒的
Translation By the evil deeds of those who destroy the family tradition and thus give rise to unwanted childrenAll kinds of community projects and welfare activities are devastated.
译文，由于家庭传统破坏者的恶行，带来不想要的后代，致使所有的社会计划及家庭福利均化为乌有。
Purport. Community projects for the four orders of human society combined with family welfare activities.As they are set forth by the institution of Sanatan Dharma or Varnashram Dharma, are designed to enable the human being to attain his ultimate salvation.
要指永恒的灵性职分 Sanatana Dharma 或四社会阶层与四灵性阶段 Varnashram Dharma 制度是为人类社会的四个阶段设定的计划。再加上种种家庭福利活动，目的便在于让人类获得最后的救赎。
Therefore, the breaking of Sanatan Dharma tradition by irresponsible leaders of society brings about chaos in that society, and consequently, people forget the aim of life, Vishnu.
因此，社会上那些不负责的领袖们打破永恒职分的传统，只会引起社会混乱，其结果就是人们忘记生命的目标 Vishnu.
Such leaders are called blind, and persons who follow such leaders are sure to be led into chaos.
这些领袖可算是盲目的，追随他们的人肯定被误导，走向混乱。
End of the purport.
要字结束。
Om Aganata Nirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane.Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Dishitarni Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa SinyuvevachaPatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So our Prabhupada in his purport just gave us the whole picture, really, of the purpose of human society.
那么帕帕在要旨当中就为我们提供了关于人类社会的目的或者叫意义的一整个全局一整个画面。
Everyone's wondering, what is my purpose?
每个人都在想我存在的目的或意义是什么呢？
Why am I here?
我为什么会在这里呢？
Yeah. As if they have some unique special purpose.
就仿佛是他们都有一个非常特别的非常独一无二的存在意义一样
Actually, we all have the same purpose.
然而实际上的话，我们都有同样的一个目的或叫意义。
Our purpose is to be here.
而我们的目的就是要 be here, 存在这里。
In other words, you know, discover the kingdom of God within ourselves and go back to Godhead.
Oh, sorry, Guruji, could you repeat what you just said?
Our purpose is to discover the kingdom of God within ourselves and go back to Godhead.
而我们的目的就是要在我们的内在之中去发现神的王国，并且回归守神。
Yeah, because the kingdom of God within us is that eternal dimension that we are, but we don't know.
因为我们内在的神的王国是一个永恒的维度，也就是我们作为一个永恒的维度的存在，但是的话呢，我们却并不知晓这一点。
Yeah, we're dreaming that we're part of this temporary world.
而我们却在做着梦，在梦境里认为自己就是属于这个物质世界的一部分。
And we're foolishly trying to find permanent happiness in a temporary place.
而我们就很愚笨的去相信，去认为要在这个短暂的世界里，要在这个短暂意识的世界里去寻找到永久的快乐幸福。
But it's only the human being that has the potential or the capacity to awaken from this dream and find eternal life within.
然而的话呢，只有人类才有潜力，或者叫才有能力，能够从这样的梦境当中苏醒过来，并找到内在中存在的永恒生命。
So, you know, we talk about it, you know, to become self-realized, to become God-realized, we talk about it as if it's easy, but it's not.
所以说我们谈到这个去变得有自我，变得能够去发展出自我觉悟，能够去拥有神的觉悟，听起来是很容易的，然而实际上并不容易。
So,even though in the human body and mind have the potential for the soul to fully awaken, it requires, you know, the right conditions.
Right conditions. 那么即便人拥有这个人类的身体和人类的心意，能使得个体灵魂去完全的觉醒，完全的苏醒过来。然而的话呢，这也是需要有对的条件的，对的条件的。
Right, because we're the marginal energy of the Lord.
因为我们是神的边缘能量。
So we're easily influenced by the material energy and also the spiritual energy.
因此的话，我们会很轻易的被物质能量，并且也是被灵性能量所影响。
Yeah, so in order for us to, you know, reach the full potential of our human life and awaken, the conditions have to be favorable.
因此为了使得我们能够得以实现人类全然的潜力，去得以觉醒开来，达到这样的阶段，那么我们就需要有对的或叫正确的条件。
So the first condition actually begins before we're even conceived.
Before we're even conceived, in the womb, right?
Yeah.
而第一个条件甚至都是始自于我们成为胚胎，相当于就是在母亲肚子里出现之前，这第一个条件就已经开始了。
Yeah, if our parents are advanced human beings and their goal is to become self-realized and they want to attract us, they want to have a child and attract a soul that also wants to become self-realized, if they have that consciousness when they conceive a child, that's the first impression that we get.
Okay, first impression we get. 那就是这第一个条件，那就是如果父母双方是非常进步的人类，他们的目的就是想要去获得自我觉悟，那么他们因此想要吸引来一个灵魂来成为他们的孩子，那么吸引来这样一个也是致力于自我觉悟的灵魂，那么当他们在去诞育孩子的时候是抱着这样的一种处在这样的一种知觉中时，那么这就是我们会得到的第一个印象，或者叫第一个印记吧。
So that's called a Garbhadhan Sanskar.
Garbhadhan Sanskar, right?
Yeah, yeah.
这就被称为 Garbhadhan Sanskar.
It literally means the impression, the imprint you're going to put on the soul when it comes into the womb.
而这个梵文词的意思就是指当个体灵魂进入子宫之前所进入子宫之时所得到的这样一个印象或叫印记。
It's like a little stamp on the baby's forehead. You're meant to go back to Godhead.
这就是有点像是就打个比方，就有点像是在这个小婴儿的脑袋上用一个印章给他盖了一个印记一样的，然后这个印记上就写了你肯定你注定是要回归守神的。
Does that mean the baby's going to go back to Godhead?
但是这就意味着这孩子肯定会回归守神吗？
Not necessarily, but that's, you know, that's a very, very good start.
不一定。但是的话呢，这确实会给予这个孩子一个非常棒的开始。
That's a favorable, you know, condition.
这是一个非常有利的条件。
Yeah, so then you're born into a family where their mother and father love each other and their goal is to go back to Godhead.
那么你就会诞生在这样的一个充满爱的家庭之中，你的爸爸妈妈他们会很爱彼此，而他们的目的也是想要去回归守神。
You see, everyone in Vedic society, you know, they're trained in the society. No matter where you go, everyone knows about karma, about reincarnation, that this world is temporary, you can't stay here.
那么在伟达社会当中的话呢，每一个人都会受到训练，然后他们都会被教导说，他们都会被教导关于业报啊，关于轮回啊这些概念，然后并且他们也知道这个物质世界是短暂之地，是他们不应该长久停留的地方，因此他们无论去到哪里都明白是这样的一个原则，这样的一个道理。
Everyone's telling you human life is meant for self-realization. It's not for, you know, trying to find a permanent happy situation here.
因此你在这样的社会中所遇到的每一个人都会告诉你，人类生命的目的就在于是自我觉悟，那么而不是在于要在这个短暂意识的条件中去寻找永恒的快乐。
Yeah, so one way you can translate Sanatan Dharma could also be your eternal purpose.
因此的话呢，在药旨当中这个梵文词 Sanatan Dharma 也可以以另一种方式被表达翻译出来，那就是永恒的目的。
Right, realize you're an eternal servant of the Lord and go to the spiritual atmosphere.
那么那就是去觉悟到你是主的仆人，并且去到灵性的氛围，灵性的氛围。
Yeah, so generally that was, you know, that was the goal of the Vedic, you know, human society.
因此的话呢，普遍来说，那就是伟达社会的目的。
So, you know, maybe people had temporary material goals.But their ultimate goal, they knew, was to, you know, finish their karma and go back to Godhead.
当然的话呢，每个人可能他们都会有短暂的这些物质上的目标，但是他们都很清楚，人类生命的终极目标便是要去完结他们的业报，并且完结他们的业报，回归守神。
Yeah, so if this is the goal of the leaders, and this is the goal of, you know, all the teachers and all the parents, then a child will grow up and they'll also, you know, assume that goal.
而如果这是社会中领导者的领袖们的目标，也是所有的老师和父母的目标的话，那么在这种环境中成长出来的孩子最终也会接受这样的目标。
Yeah, so this is a, you know, kind of a generally how to create the favorable condition for human beings to realize their full potential.
How to create a favorable condition for human beings to fully realize their potential. 因此的话呢，在这里所谈到的就是一种总体的方式。那么人们怎样总体的来创造出有利的环境或者叫有利的条件，从而使得人类能得以完全的去实现他们的潜力。
Now, of course, there's always exceptions to this rule, you could say. There's always certain souls that, you know, no matter what the conditions they come into, their desire and their degree, let's see, they're advanced spiritually and they're, you know,They're going to use this life to go back to Godhead no matter what.
They have the desire to go back to Godhead no matter what.
Yeah.
当然的话呢，总是在这个方面，就这个规则来看，就这个原则或者规则来看，总是会有例外的，总是有一些灵魂，他们不论他们进入到怎样的一种条件，怎样的一种状况，那么他们都是有这样一种愿望，想要不惜任何代价的能够去回归守神。
But these are exceptions, you know, to the norm.
但是的话呢，这些却是例外，是常见普遍现象之外的那些例外。
Because human beings generally they're very much affected by whoever they associate with.
OK, 因为人类的话呢是在很大程度上会被与他们相往来的相联谊的那些人或者是事情所巨大的影响的。
Right, birds of a feather flock together.
这就是人以类聚物以群分。
Yeah, so if you associate with good people, you'll probably be a good person. If you associate with bad people, you'll probably be a bad person.
这就是也是我们中国人说的那句话，就是近朱者赤，近墨者黑。就你和好人在一起，你就很有可能会是个好人。如果你跟坏人打交道的话，那很有可能就会变得很坏。
Yeah, so we're very susceptible to being influenced by, our friends, our family, the media.
因此的话呢，我们很容易去受到周围环境、亲人、朋友以及甚至媒体或者社交媒体的影响。
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, kids, they grow up in a very good family and have a great opportunity, and then they associate with one, you know, low type of person and end up destroying their life.Becoming drug addicts or thieves or even committing suicide.
所以说在某些时候某些情况下，有些孩子他们曾经是成长在非常好的环境的，然后并且也是从小受到良好的教育和抚养的，然而等到他们长大成人之后，却跟一个这种很低等的人往来，遇到了一些很低等的人，由此的话呢，可能就会成为一个吸毒的人，然后或者成为小偷，然后甚至可能结束自己的生命。
So Arjuna's point in a nutshell is that, you know, if we kill the leaders of society and, you know, we destroy the family unit, then eventually the whole society will be devastated because no one,will have the goal of going back to Godhead.
因此的话呢，我们以简短的一句话来概括Arjuna在这里所谈到的点，那就是
Hare Krishna. Narayana Dadaji, 我们听到你。Hare Krishna.
就我们刚才所讲到的那个地方的话呢，我再把它重复一遍，那就是即便顾就说到，即便在某些情况下，有些孩子是成长在非常好的家庭环境中，受到良好的抚养和教育，然后也和这种积极正面的家人或者朋友打交道，然而的话呢，一旦当他们长大成人，如果是遇到了那些很低等的很低级的人的话，然后与之往来，那么就有可能最终会变成吸毒的人，然后会成为小偷去偷窃，甚至可能会自杀结束自己的生命。因此的话呢，以这样一种言简意赅的然后的来总结Arjuna 他在这里所谈到的要点，那就是如果杀死社会当中的领导者，这些年长者，那么由此就会毁灭家庭单元，而毁灭家庭单元的话呢，也就会使得人们无法继续去遵循家庭传统或宗教传统，也就没有人会抱着这样一种要回归家园、回归守神的人生目标。Okay, Guruji, I just finished the sentence, and no one would have the goal of going back to Godhead.
Right, yeah. So, and most people, you know, generally speaking, they need to be influenced positively, you know, to cultivate that desire to go back to Godhead. If most people aren't born into it, you know, into life desiring that.
They are born into life.
Most people are not born into life with a strong determination to go back to Godhead.
I see. 所以说顾继续就说到，那么大多数人的话呢，都需要有这样一种良好，都需要获得积极正面的影响，从而去培养出这种回归守神、回归家园的愿望。因为大多数人的话，总的来说哈，大多数人都并不是出生在这样一种环境当中，这样一种可以使得他们拥有强大的坚决决心想要回归家园、回归守神的这种环境当中，因此他们需要去受到良好的影响。
Yeah, so we're all like sheep, right?
我们都像是羊群一样。
we'll just follow the herd.
所以说羊群的话就只是会跟着整个的这个群体走，对吧？
And so we have...Every human being has the potential to fully awaken.
而每个人类都是有全然的潜力去让自己完完全全的觉醒开来的。
Because we have the gift of self-awareness.
因为我们都被赐予了自我觉知这个天赋，这份礼物。
We can actually ask the question, why am I here? Who am I? Where am I going?
我们可以真正的去询问这样一个问题，我为什么会在这里？我是谁？我接下来要去往哪里？
We can observe our thoughts and behaviors and we can change them.
我们可以去观察自己的念头和行为、言语，然后并且去改变这些。
Yeah, so not every human being does this, but they do have that potential, that capability.
当然并不是每一个人都会这样做。但是的话，每一个人都有这样做的潜力和能力。
Yeah, so, you know, in a favorable situation, they can become self-realized and go back to Godhead.
那么在有利的条件下，那么这些人的话呢，就能够得以获得自我觉悟，并且回归守神。
At least the potential is there.
至少他们有这样的潜力。
But Arjuna's point is, unless, you know, society has this goal, unless the leaders have the goal, then the conditions won't be favorable.
因此的话，Arjuna在这里所谈到的点就是，除非一个社会有这样的目标，除非社会中的领袖、领导者有这样的目标，否则的话也就无法去创造出有利的条件、有利的状况。
Yeah, so
you know, without qualified leaders. If you kill all the qualified leaders, then there won't be anyone to lead, and people be like sheep that just go off the cliff.
所以说，顾就说到，如果要是杀死社会当中这些有资格的这些有资格的领导者，这些领袖的话，也就没有任何人能够得以去领导整个社会。没有人去领导整个社会的话，那整个社会就会变得像羊群一样的，没有任何的这种没有领头羊，然后毫无方向、毫无目标，也就会直接掉到悬崖下去了。
So, you know, Arjuna's, you know, his points, you know, very valid.
因此 Arjuna 在这里说出的这些论点是非常有理有证的。
And so I think, you know, from our point of view, seeing our society the way it is now, that the leaders don't know the goal of life, and that the family unit has fallen apart, and there's so much chaos, you know, and suffering in the world because of it.
因此的话，站在我们的角度，通过我们当前所处的社会来观看的话呢，来看待，就会发现真的是如此。社会当中的领导者们都已经遗忘了人类生命的目标是什么，家庭单元分崩离析，由此的话呢，也就导致了社会上都是非常混乱的，然后很多很多人都在受苦。
Yeah, so therefore the Vedas, you know, the Bhagavatam says that this age of Kali is full of faults.
因此的话，这就是为什么《薄伽瓦坛》当中写到，卡利年代是充满了 faults, 充满了错误的。
In fact, that Sanskrit word for fault was in today's verse.I don't know if you all noticed it.
Of course not. The guru 就说到，然后这个梵文词哈，就是刚才提到嘛，卡利年代是充满了错误的。然后这个梵文词就是错误的梵文词，在今天的师姐当中就有提到。
Yes, the word. Let's see. We'll go up to the word for word. You see the word dosha. Oh yeah, doshai. By such faults.
所以说对，就是这个今天诗节当中第一个词 doshai, 这 doshai 在这里啪啪就写到是由于这种错误。
Yeah, so there's the word, there's a famous verse from the, it's in the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam, because the 12th canto is describing the onset of Kali Yuga.
The what of Kali Yuga?
The onset, the beginning, how Kali Yuga is now unfolding, and describes how Kali Yuga gradually becomes more and more degraded.
Okay, 所以说在薄伽瓦坛的十二篇当中就有这样一个很出名的诗节。当然，薄伽瓦坛的第十二篇描述的就是整个这个卡利年代是如何逐渐发展出来，如何逐渐展现开来的，就是变得如何是越来越变得堕落的。
So there's this verse that begins, Kaler dosha nide rajan. And so Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults.
所以这个诗节的第一句话就是在说卡利年代是就是一个充满了错误的一座海洋。
Yeah, so now, you know, when we're reading Bhagavad Gita, reading the Vedas and the Bhagavatam, we hear about the ideal society of Vedic culture, right? It's such an ideal, high ideal.
High ideal. 因此当我们在阅读薄伽梵歌啊，或者是薄伽瓦坛的时候，就会了解到他们这些书籍当中对这种人类社会的理想的描述，对吧？都是非常高的理想的。
And then we compare that ideal to our actual situation here in Kali Yuga now.
而我们把这样的高理想的这样一种状态和我们当前在卡利年代所处的这些状况做比较。
And we can say, yes, Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. It's gigantic.
然后我们就会真的发现我们就真的会看到卡利奶奶真的就是一整个巨大的充满了错误的海洋。
So in fact, it's, you know, this first line, Kaler Dosha Nide Rajan, Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, is, you know, it could make you depressed.
Mm. 因此的话呢，就这个十二篇当中的这个诗句当中的第一句话，卡利年代是一整个充满了错误的海洋。这句话有可能当你读到它的时候，会让你觉得非常的这种叫做抑郁，对，抑郁消沉。
Are you feeling depressed?
No.
But then the next line is very uplifting.
但是这个师姐的第二句话，但是却非常令人振奋的。
Asti eko mahaguna. Oh, mahaguna. There she is. Asti eko means, but there's one good quality. Mahaguna means good quality.
所以这个后面这个第二句话当中 Asti guna. Right? Guna.
Asti eko. Eko means one. Eko.
Echo, 嗯 ，Asti Echo 就是有这样一个，但是卡利年代却有这样一个好的优点。
Yeah, Mahaguna means good quality. There's one good quality.
嗯，然后 Mahaguna 这个词的意思就是有一个好的优点的意思。
Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambrajat. By chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can become liberated from the influences of Kali.
通过去吟诵吟唱至尊主 Krishna 的圣名，人就能得以从卡利年代的影响中解脱出来，获得自由。
So it's not easy to become Krishna conscious in Kali Yuga and to go back home back to Godhead. There's a lot working against us.
因此的话，要在卡利年代去变得有 Krishna 知觉，能够回归家园，回归守神，并不是那么容易的一件事儿。有许许多多的这些阻抗的，有许许许多多的这些反对的力量，就是我们需要去克服的。Right,
when we're in the womb of our mother, we don't have that little stamp on our forehead saying. Your purpose is to go back to Godhead.
当我们还在母亲子宫里的时候，我们可没有在脑袋上被印一个这个印章印记，在写着哦，你的人生目的就是要回归守神了。Actually,
our stamp says you're meant to enjoy as much sense gratification as possible and then die.
而实际上我们所被这个 被贴上的这个标记印记，那就是要尽可能的享受，尽可能的去获得感官享受，然后直到死亡。
But those who are a little bit spiritually intelligent, they say, "Oh my God, what's the purpose of working hard just to die?"
那么而那些在灵性上有一些智力的人，就会去想，这个老天呐，这个努力工作。 努力赚钱，最终就是要为了死去。这样做的人生到底有什么意义呢？
What's the point of just working hard and then dying?
那么努力工作，接着就死亡，这样的人生的意义是什么呢？
Isn't there something more to life?
难道生命没有更多的含义吗？
Ding, 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 ding. That person's ready to chant Hare Krishna.
这个时候警报就响起来了，然后这样的人已经准备好能够去吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna 了。So
Kali Yuga is not all bad.
Not all bad, right?
Yeah, one good quality.
所以说卡利年代不是全然的糟糕，全然的坏的，就是还是有一个好的优点的。Yeah,
so that's the power of chanting. It's quite amazing, right? We've born in, you know, we were born in with this stamp on our head to enjoy sense gratification, but we've, you know, we're not taking that path.
而由此我们就能看到念诵的力量，对吧？ 这真的是令人非常惊异的，因为当我们就是出现在母亲子宫里的时候，脑袋上被刻的那个印记写的是努力享受直到死亡。 是这样的一个印记，但是的话呢，通过念诵，我们却能够完全的去放下这样的一个印记。
Yeah, but we shouldn't be too proud.
但是的话，我们也不应该太骄傲了。
I would say it's more the influence of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya upon us. We're just lucky.
我要说的是，那正是由于 Srila Prabhupada 和主 Chaitanya 对我们就带给我们的这些影响，才使得我们这么幸运的。
Yeah. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be able to.You know, sit here and read Bhagavad Gita together and appreciate these points that Arjuna is making.
否则的话，我们根本都不可能能够坐在这里来去欣赏Arjuna 在来去阅读《波迦梵歌》，来去欣赏 Arjuna 在书里的这一部分，他所谈到的这些论点。
Yeah, it would just seem like some silly religious mythology.
而看起来的话呢，就是一种很傻的这种宗教方法论一样的。
One of the first books Prabhupada wrote, it was actually an article that he had written in the 1940s.
One of the articles, huh? First articles.
Yeah, well, it was an article, but then it was made into a book, and the title was Who's Crazy?
帕帕在1940年代的时候，他曾经当时写过一篇文章，后来这篇文章就变成了一本书，然后那文章的就是他最早期的文章了，然后文章的标题就是谁是疯子。
Yeah, so for the materialistic person, he sees we're, you know, spending so much time a day chanting Hare Krishna. To them, that seems crazy.
因此对于非常物质的那些人来说，他们看到哇，一天当中花那么多时间来念诵，这不是疯子才干的事情吗？
And we're thinking, well, you're just working hard so that you can be comfortable here, but you're just going to die, and we think that's crazy.
而站在我们的角度呢，你就是那么辛辛苦苦的工作干活，然后。直到这个尽力的让自己现在过得舒适一些，然后完了以后很快就会死去。那这样的人生过着这样的人生，难道你不是疯子吗
？So it's all the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya.
因此，这一切都是 Srila Prabhupada 和主 Chaitanya 的仁慈。
You know, of course, you know Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
当然也有是了 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 以及Bhakti Vinod Thakur 的仁慈。
Right, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he's called the seventh Goswami.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur 被称为第七位 Goswami.
And Bhakti Siddhanta is the ray of Vishnu.
而 Bhakti Siddhanta 则是主 Vishnu 的光灿。
I think tomorrow in China or the next day will be Bhakti Siddhanta's disappearance day.
我想明天的话，可能在中国国内就是这个 Bhakti Siddhanta 的disappearance day.
Yes.
隐迹日，应该就是他的隐迹日了。
Yeah. So we've received this spiritual intelligence from them. It's not something we've done, you know, ourselves.
因此我们是从他们那里去接收到这些灵性上的智力的，而这并不是我们靠自己努力来获得的。
So I would say rather than being prideful, we should just be grateful.
因此的话呢，与其去很骄傲自己。是这样的这种追求或者做什么什么的，还与其很骄傲，不如的话呢，发展出有一种感恩感激的心态。
Yeah, so I would like to pray right now to Prabhupada and to Bhakti Siddhanta and Bhakti Vinod Thakur and pray that for the rest of our life we're not deviated from the path of Krishna consciousness.
Pray to them, huh?
Yes, please protect us and guide us and so that we don't deviate from our life mission, you know, to go back to Godhead.
Life mission. Okay. 所以说现在在这一刻我就想要去向 Srila Prabhupada, 向 Bhakti Siddhanta 以及 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 祈祷能够得到他们的仁慈来保护我们，来指引我们，使得我们在余生之中都不会去偏离 偏离正轨，偏离我们的人生使命，那就是回归家园，回归受神的人生使命。
Yeah, and so we've by their mercy, we're very fortunate.
因为他们的仁慈，我们才是如此的幸运。
And we should do our best to help make others fortunate, give them the opportunity.
并且我们也应该尽最大努力来给予其他人机会，使他们也能够获得仁慈与幸运。
And not in a fanatical way, but in an intelligent way.
而并不是以一种很狂热的方式来帮助别人，而是以一种聪明的方式来帮助别人。
Yeah, we should create a favorable atmosphere for others according to the time and the place and the circumstances.
我们应该根据时间、地点和状况来为其他人创造出有利的这样一种有利的休息环境。
Okay, end of my little spiel here. On to questions and reflections.
Okay, 好，所以就顾主说，现在他的正课就讲完了，然后接下来就来看着大家的问题以及分享。我来看看上个星期讲到哪了。上个星期潘家泰问他们的问题问完以后 Yeah, I think he's asking questions today, too. So let's look at the questions from last week, Gong Raj.
Okay.
我们来看着上个星期剩下的第一个问题是喜宝这位奉献者问：顶拜咕噜和老师们周末愉快。我是一个从小被父母严格管教长大的孩子，因为叛逆和天性的恶劣性，我从小到大也犯下了很多让父母蒙羞的罪恶，这也造成了我内心很深的罪恶和紧张。请问 Guru， 我应该如何在 Krishna 知觉中得到彻底的进化和提升，从这种紧张和罪恶感中解脱出来，并且能够成为 Krishna 合格的奉献者，以实际行动来回报已经离世的亲人，还有服务好健在的亲人们呢？感恩。Okay, so here this devotee is offering her obeisances, or maybe this is a man. So the devotee is saying that I was raised in a very strict upbringing since childhood, and because of my fallen nature and my rebellious nature, and I, since young age, I have committed a lot of things that have caused my parents humiliation, which has also produced a lot of sinful, a lot of inner sin. The feelings of evil and tensity in my heart. So my question for you is that how can I get complete purification and upliftment in Krishna consciousness so that I can truly become liberated from this intensity, basically like nervousness and the inner guilty.
Anxiety and guilt and shame.
And yeah, how to become liberated from all these feelings. And in the meantime, I can become a qualified devotee of Krishna to actually serve my families who are still alive with my actions, as well as to reward my family members who have already passed away. Not reward, sorry, to take care of them.
This is a very noble question and desire you have to want to make amends for your sins and to lead a pure life.
Pure life. 你在这里所谈到的你的这样一种愿望，你的这样一种愿望，你的这样一种目标是一种非常高贵的，对，故事说的是高贵的这个字眼，高贵的一种愿望，想要能够为自己做出的犯下的罪恶行径去做出补偿，去做出这样一种 纠正，然后并且能够去过上一种纯粹的这种生活。所以说你有这样的愿望是非常令人钦佩的。
So I would say that you're already 90% there to where you want to be.
所以说我想说的是，其实你已经在这条路上走了90%的路了，你已经走了90%了，就是还剩下最终的10%，你就可以到达你想要到达的目的地了。
Yeah, so, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that bhakti is composed of three qualities.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 曾说过 ，bhakti 是由三种品质所构成的
：humility，
谦卑
；compassion，
同情怜悯
；and forgiveness，
以及原谅或者叫宽恕。
Yeah, so if we are not, if we're not developing humility, if we're not becoming humble, and if we're not developing compassion and forgiveness towards ourselves and towards others, we're actually not making any progress.
okay, actually not making any progress. 因此的话呢，如果我们没有去培养自己的谦卑，没有去变得很谦卑，然后没有对自己和对他人发展出同情以及原谅，就没有原谅自己，也没有原谅别人，然后没有同情自己，也没有同情别人，那么实际上我们是并没有取得任何灵性上的进步的。
Yeah, so humility begins with honesty.
而谦卑始自于诚实。
You see, so you're honest, you're honestly admitting your sins.
而你在这里是很诚实的去承认自己曾犯下的罪恶。
That takes humility to do that.
而这是需要有谦卑才能够做得到的。
And you're asking for forgiveness.
并且你在请求原谅，请求宽恕。
So personally, I often, you know, pray to the Lord. I said, Lord, please forgive me for all the pain and suffering I've caused others through my mind, words, and deeds, knowingly or unknowingly.
因此就我本人而言，我时常会向主祈祷，主啊，请你原谅我在知晓或者不知晓的情况下，以我的心意，以我的言语，以我的行为，给他人造成的痛苦和苦难吧，请您原谅我曾经做出的这些事情吧。
And I ask the people that I've you know caused pain to forgive me.
并且在祈祷的时候，我也会去请求那些我曾伤害过的人，请求能够得到他们的原谅和宽恕。
And I also pray to the Lord to heal them, from the pain that I've caused them.
并且我也向主祈祷，能够祈祷主来治愈他们，来治愈他们，使他们从我给他们造成的痛苦中解脱出来，获得治愈。
And I also pray for their awakening in Krishna consciousness.
然后我也会去祈祷他们能够得以在 Krishna 知觉中觉醒。
So we should acknowledge our sins.
因此我们需要去承认自己的罪恶罪行。
We should confess our sins to the Lord.
我们也需要向主去坦诚，去忏悔我们曾做出的这些罪恶活动。
We should beg for forgiveness.
我们去祈求能够得到原谅和宽恕。
And we should also forgive others for the pain they have caused us.
并且我们也需要去原谅其他人所给我们造成的痛苦和伤害。
Right? How can we ask to be forgiven if we don't forgive?
如果我们都不去原谅的话，我们又怎能去请求被原谅呢？
And then if we consider the five human faults,
而如果我们去考虑人性的五个缺点的话，
the five human weaknesses,
五种人性弱点，
ignorance, unconsciousness, selfishness,
无知 unconscious 无知觉，第一种是无知或叫愚昧，然后第二种是自私，第三种就是无知觉
fear
恐惧
and craving to be loved.
渴求被爱。
Basically, one or all of these five weaknesses influences every choice we make in life.
而这所谈到的五种弱点，这其中的一种，然后甚至是所有，那么都会影响到我们在人生当中所做出的每一个选择和决定。
Yeah, so then if we consider that, we can have a little compassion for ourselves and our and the mistakes we've made.
那么而当我们去考虑到这五种弱点的话，由此就能得以对自己所犯下的错误，产生出一些同情之心。
And we can be, and we can humbly ask to be forgiven.
并且我们可以谦卑的去请求得到原谅。
And then we can forgive others.
然后我们就可以去原谅其他人。
And then that, then we've actually repented, you know, for our sins, and we can, you know, become freed of this material condition and conditioning.
We have repented, right?
Yes.
We have repented. 那么我们得以去忏悔自己曾经所犯下的罪行，也就由此得以能够从这些物质制约影响中解脱出来，获得自由。
Yeah, so we should give up a life that's full of blaming others and resenting others.
我们应该去放弃这种充斥了对他人的指责与批评的这样一种生活。
And we should lead a life of humility, compassion, and forgiveness, and then out of gratitude, chant the holy name.
而我们应该去过上这种谦卑的、同情的以及原谅的这样一种人生，并且出于感恩之情来吟诵、吟唱主的圣名。
Yeah, so we shouldn't look for heaven on earth.
我们不应该去寻求地球上的天堂。
This is Kali Yuga. This is the human condition. This is how it is.
这里是卡利年代，然后我们都有这种人类的这种状况，也就是刚才古鲁提到的这五种人性弱点，而这就是现实，现实就是如此。
We bow our heads in humility.
我们在谦卑之中，去顶拜，对，我们在谦卑之中去顶拜。
We feel compassion for ourselves and for our brothers and sisters.
我们对自己，对我们的兄弟姐妹，心生同情怜悯之心。
And we forgive ourselves and we forgive others and we go back to God.
我们原谅自己，也原谅他人，然后我们就回归守神。
That's your get out of jail card.
而这就是你逃离监狱、逃出升天，对，叫逃出升天，逃离监狱、逃出升天的这个通行牌。Okay. Next one. 好，我们来看下一个问题。Sumuki Radha Dasi Maharaj 问顶拜姑 Maharaja、Narayani Maharaj 和奉献者们，请问 Duryodhan 从小就很受父母疼爱，但是他却对这个世界做出了那么多恶行。我们生活中也会遇到很坏的人，这些由于儿时成长或者说家族业力而展现出恶魔品质的人，我们该如何看待和对待呢？是否也应该像主尼田南达法布那样仁慈的对待他们？可是我们没有主那样的力量改变他们啊，还是像 Krishna 教导 Arjuna 那样去捍卫正法呢？我们不是刹帝利，没有能力和他们对抗，那么远离罪恶之人是否就可以了呢？So here Sumukhi Rana Maharaji is offering her obeisances, and she's asking that this question, that Duryodhan, even though he was loved and protected and cared since a young age by his parents, and still he has done so many sinful activities towards the world. And also, we also encounter very bad people in our life, and these people, they probably... due to their upbringing or due to their family karma, that they manifest the demons quality. So how should we see and treat these kind of people? Should we treat them mercifully the same way like Lord Nityananda Prabhu, but we do not have Lord's power to change them? Or should we just Krishna teaching Arjuna to defend the law, defend the Dharma? However, we're not Kshatriya. We do not have capability to fight against such people. So what we all need to do is just to keep distance from these people, to be far away from them. That's good enough.
Thank you. That's a good question.
您问的这个问题问得挺好的。
Well, even Lord Nityananda didn't actually change Jagai and Madai.
实际上主尼天安达当时是并没有改变 Jagai 和 Madai 的。
They never lost their free will.
Jagai 和 Madai 他们俩是从来没有失去过自己的自由意志的。
But of course, they were influenced by Lord Nityananda's behavior of compassion.
当然，他俩是受到了主尼天南达帕布的这种仁善的、仁慈的行为的影响的。
And then they made a choice to surrender to Lord Nityananda and change their and give up their sinful life.
然后的话呢，他们是做出了这样一个选择，选择去臣服于主尼天南达，选择去放弃他们的罪恶人生。
Yeah, and even though Duryodhana was, you know, born into, you know, he was born in the into, you know, a family related to Krishna, really. Krishna was his cousin.
Oh, 而即便 Duryodhana 他出生在这样一个与 Krishna 有关联的家庭里，与 Krishna 有关联的家庭里，因为他们都是那个表兄弟，是不是叫表兄弟还是堂兄弟，我已经分不清，就他们都是表兄弟的这样一个家庭关系。Of
course, no one in Krishna Lila is a normal, you know, conditioned soul. So even Duryodhana was just part of Krishna's Lila.
当然我们都知道。 在 Krishna 的逍遥时光中，没有任何一个角色是普通的受物质制约的个体灵魂的，也就是说，Duryodhana他也是 Krishna 的 Lila 的一部分。But
let's just say he's a conditioned soul, but he's born into a favorable family.
不过，就让我们来假设一下，他是一个受物质制约的个体灵�魂。And he was born in a what?
Let's just say. That Duryodhana was a conditioned soul, but he was born into a good family.
Oh, 好，那就让我们来假设，那 Duryodhana 他是一个受物质制约的这样一个灵魂，然后他出生在一个很良好的家庭里。
Why was he such a demon? Why was he so selfish?
那他为什么会是这样一种恶魔的这样一种品质呢？他为什么会如此自私呢？
Well, family is just one influence. There are many influences.
家庭只是原因之一，而还有其他许多的影响因素。Right,
our genes are, you know, many influences from our many different ancestors.
Many genes, you mean?
The genes of our physical body
have
the imprint of our previous ancestors.
而我们的基因，我们身体内的基因，实际上，都包含有我们的先祖先辈他们当时的那些印记和印象的。Yeah,
so there could be many factors there.
因此，这当中可能会有许多的因素存在。And
we're also bringing our subtle body from my last life in to this life.
并且的话，我们也在把前世的精微躯体带到了今生。That
also have all the impressions of our previous lifetimes.
而我们的精微躯体也包含有许许多多的前世的生活的印记和印象。
Yeah, which ones are going to pop up and be dominant this life?
而这么多的印象之中，哪一个会是最突出的，会跳出来去主导我们这一生的人生呢？
Yeah, so there are many factors.
所以说是有许多许多因素的。
Not just our parents, not just our family, not just our teachers, but, you know, our biology and also our psychology from previous lifetimes.
嗯，所以说不只是我们的家庭，不只是父母的影响，或者不只是老师的影响，而也有我们的这些生理因素，生理因素和心理因素，以及来自于前世的所有的这些各种各样的印象。
And then, you know, what if we encounter a great saint or a great, you know, powerful spiritual person who, you know, cuts through all of our illusion?
而要是我们遇到了这样一位圣人，这样一个在灵性上如此强大的人物，他直接就戳穿了我们所有的这些物质上的印象，直达我们的这个纯粹的灵魂部分了。
嗯。So, you know, there are many factors.
所以说的话呢，真的是有许多因素的。
Now, as far as how we handle those who are, you know, demoniac and misbehave, you know, we can't control others and we're not responsible for others.
而就谈到我们如何去对待这些有恶魔属性的这些行为不端的这些人，那么第一点就是我们是无法去控制其他人的，我们并不对其他人的人生承担起任何责任。
Yeah, so we can't control how they respond to us.
因此我们是无法去控制这些人会以怎样的方式来对待我们。
Right, but we can only control how we respond to them.
而我们只能去控制我们是以怎样的方式来对待他们的。
Right, if somebody breaks into your house and starts eating everything in your refrigerator.
要是有人闯进了你的家，开始把你的这个冰箱里所有吃的东西都给吃完了。
You have to throw them out of your house.
然后，那你肯定会把这样的一个这个擅闯你的家的这样人给丢出你的家园，对吧？
But you should not throw them out of your heart.
但是的话呢，你却并不需要把这样一个人抛出你的心灵，就是从你的心里面抛出去。
Yeah, so we shouldn't, you know, come down to the bodily conception of life, even though we have to protect ourselves.
所以说，即便我们要去保护自己，保护自己不受到这些人的伤害，但是的话呢，我们也不需要去掉到这个关于生命的物质化概念的层面上。
Right, we have to. It's like you hate the disease, not the patient.
这就像是你憎恨的是疾病，但却并不是遭受疾病的人。
So we have to consider that, you know, they are actually pure souls that are conditioned by Maya.
所以说我们真的是要去考虑到这些人的话是纯粹的个体灵魂，而他们只是受到了 Maya 的这种制约影响。
And then we should, you know, reflect on the five weaknesses of human beings.
并且我们需要去反思刚才所提到的人性的五种缺点，五种弱点。
So as devotees, we, you know, we're merciful towards the innocent.
作为奉献者，我们对于无辜的人是非常仁慈的。
And we're friendly towards the devotees.
对于奉献者，我们是很友善的。
And we want to serve and be very grateful towards those who are more advanced than us and that are helping us along the path.
而我们是要去服务，并且去感恩那些在灵性上比我们更进步的人，并且在灵性上给我们帮助和指导的人。
And for those who are envious and demoniac, we just neglect them, that's all.
而对于那些嫉妒、充满嫉妒的、有恶魔属性的这些人，我们只需去忽略他们就可以了，忽略或叫忽视。
Right, you don't sentimentally give milk to a snake.
你不会感情用事的把牛奶喂给一条蛇喝。
You're cautious and you keep your distance.
你保持你非常谨慎，然后并且保持距离。
But you don't have to become aggressive, you know, towards a snake and try and kill it, unless it's trying to kill you.
而你无需是这种就是变得非常的咄咄逼人或者非常有侵略性的想要去杀死他们，除非他们是要来杀你。
Yeah, so neglect the envious, be merciful to the innocent, make friendship with the devotees, and serve the advanced devotees.
因此的话，总结来说，那就是对于那些嫉妒心、有嫉妒的人，我们去忽略他们、忽视他们；而对于无辜的、天真的人，我们就去仁慈的对待他们。而我们要和奉献者们交朋友。然后去服务那些比我们更进步的人。
And if you encounter an envious, you know, spirit soul covered by Maya, you have to remember that they're a spirit soul. Just don't focus on their conditioning. You have to see the truth of who they really are.
Okay. See the truth of who. 而如果你要是遇到一个就是非常有一个受到玛雅的覆盖而变得非常有嫉妒心的，然后非常恶魔属性的这样一个人的话，那你需要去记住他的内在，他的本质仍然是一个灵性的灵魂，而不是盯住这个人所受到的这些，所展现出来的这些恶魔品质。你需要去记住他真的是谁，他的真相是什么。
Okay.
Next one.
Yes, please.
好，我们来看下一个问题。吴秀红妈妈姐问：顶拜古鲁莲花祖，顶拜奉献者们 ，Hare Krishna， 我应该怎样做才能帮助我去世的父亲和爷爷奶奶回归灵性世界 ？Okay, so here this mother is offering her businesses and asking, what should I do or how should I do to help my father, to help my grandparents that have passed away to go back to the spiritual world?
Oh, well, that's a question we often hear.
您问到的这个问题是我们也是经常容易听到的问题。
Of course, the power of prayer is, don't underestimate the power of prayer. You can always pray for their highest good.
首先我们不应该去低估祈祷的力量。所以说你总是可以去为你去世亲人的最高利益而祈祷的。
Yeah, now Krishna knows what's best for them and what they need.
Krishna 知道对于你去世的家人来说什么是最好的，什么是他们真正需要的。
Yeah, we don't always know that, but Krishna knows.
而我们并不一定总是能够去知道去世家人的最高，他们真正最需要的是什么？对什么对他们来说是最好的？但是 Krishna 知道。
Yeah, so just pray to Krishna for their highest good.
所以说，你就只需向 Krishna 祈祷你去世的家人能够为他们最高利益而祈祷。
And you can even offer the results of your chanting to them.
并且你也可以时常把你念诵的结果、念诵的成果，供奉给他们。
And you can also offer them water and other types of prasadam.
并且你也可以把水或是一些 prasadam 供奉给去世的家人。
And even if you did nothing, they would still get benefit because you're a devotee.
而即便你什么都没做，你去世的家人仍然会得到好处，得到益处，因为你是奉献者。
Yes. It must have been in another class where I quoted from Papa's purport. I quoted from the Bhagavatam. Oh, yes. You remember that? Yeah, it was Prahlad Maharaj praying for his father. And Papa mentions how generations of ancestors of devotees are benefited automatically.
that even we're not obligated even to pray for them, that Krishna will automatically take care of them.
Doesn't mean they'll
go back to Godhead, but they'll be on the path of liberation. They'll be on the path back to Godhead.
Pastor,感恩。嗯，所以说顾就提到他在之前的有一堂课当中就引用了博迦瓦坛当中的一个师节，然后在这个师节这一部分，帕帕他也就写到，在那个师节里是帕拉的马哈拉去做的这样一个祷文，这样一个祈祷，然后他就是在祈祷，那个具体的内容就是当奉献者的。Sorry, Guruji, I couldn't remember exactly like what is the prayer that Prahlad Maharaj says.
Well, Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Nrisimhadev for the welfare of his father, even though his father was a demon and mean to him.
He prayed
for his father's highest good. And in the purport, Prabhupada writes that even if a devotee doesn't pray for the benefit of his, ancestors, Krishna automatically protects and guides and gives, those family members an opportunity for liberation.
I see. 所以说在这个师节里是帕拉玛拉吉向主尼辛哈做出的这样一个祈祷，为他的恶魔父亲然后的福祉做出祈祷。 然后祈祷他父亲能够获得最高的利益，然后在这个师节的要旨，帕帕就写到，即便奉献者没有去，即便奉献者没有义务，或者是没有去为他们的去世的家人或者祖先，去尽到这种就是子孙去祭祀祖先的这些义务的话，但是的话呢 ，Krishna 都会自动的去给予奉献者的他的给予他的奉献者的去世家人保护，给予他们保护，给予他们指引，能够指引他们走上解脱的灵性之路。当然，并不是保证家人就会回归灵性世界，但是却绝对会给到他们这种机会，以及回归守神的这个机会的。
Actually, I think the Lord replies to Prahlad that 21 generations of his family will be liberated.
Oh, 21 generations. 实际上就尼辛哈，他在那个里面就对帕拉的马哈拉就说到奉献者的前21代这些祖先 like all the 21 ancestors.
Yeah, generations, right?
Generations. Generations, yeah. Generations, 就是奉献者的21代的这些家人，对，21代的家人都会得到这种解脱，不叫解脱，得到这个走上灵性道路的机会。
Yeah, so then, so when you read that verse, you may think, well, Prahlad Maharaj is a pure devotee, so that just applies to him.
因此当你读到这个师节的时候，你会想，那帕拉玛拉吉他是纯粹的奉献者呀，所以说这里这个师节是针对纯粹奉献者的，而我又不是。But
Prabhupada said, no, this applies to devotees in general.
但是的话呢，帕拉帕却说明到，这是对于所有的奉献者，总的来说都是如此，都是可以被应用的。I'm
just looking for that. The verse in the purport.
好，姑姑现在就在找这个师节和要旨。
I can't find it. Last time I read it, so it was very specific. Anyway, I'll see if I can find it again for next time, because this question comes up all the time.
就姑姑说她下次。 再找吧，找到了以后的话才谈到，因为这个问题的话呢，时常都有奉献者问到。Okay.
Of course, each soul has free will. So, it's always up to the soul ultimately. But if you're born in the family of a devotee or generations, then Krishna will give you a special opportunity, give you an opportunity to go back to Godhead. No one can force you.
If you're born in a devotee family, huh?
Yeah.
Or
you know, your ancestors 100 generations before and after.
Oh, sorry, Gurumaji, what does that mean? Your ancestors is one...
Okay, so we have so many people that are ancestors, right? That
yes.
Before us.
Mm.
And then there's also so many people that are going to connected to us biologically that are going to be born after us, right?
Yes.
Mm. So generations before and after benefited by a devotee.
Oh, okay. Like 100 generations?
Well, you know, some places, there's some places that say for the third class devotee, 10 generations.
Oh.
The third class, second class devotee, 20 generations. And for the first class devotee, 100 generations. You know, there are different statements like that in different places.
I see. 所以说 Guru 在这里就继续说到，每一个个体灵魂都是有自由意志的，因此的话是取决于个体灵魂自己是不是想要回归守神。当然的话呢，如果我们是出生在奉献者的家庭中，然后或者是如果我们的哪一辈的祖先是奉献者的话，那么我们出生在这样的家庭当中，就会获得机会。就会被 Krishna 给予机会来能够去成为奉献者，能够去回归家园，回归守神。但是的话，没有任何人可以来强迫我们去回归家园，回归守神的。当然的话，就是这个具体有多少代的人是可以就是得到机会的呢？那就是得到净化，得到机会，那就是比如说第三流的奉献者是十代，就是总共十代的家人，然后第二流的奉献者是二十代，然后第一流的奉献者就是一百代了。OK.
Oh, maybe I found it. The Supreme Person of God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear Prahlad, almost pure, O great saintly person, your father has been purified along with 21 forefathers in your family." Because you were born in this family, the entire dynasty has been purified.
Where is it exactly?
This is Bhagavatam 7, 10, verse 18.
好，我们一起来看着《薄伽瓦坛》的第七篇第十章第十八十节。OK， 这里我就直接口译了。您下来可以自己查一下书上，看一下书上和要旨的部分具体是怎样写的哈。我来看一下第七点十点十八，至尊人格守神说道：“我亲爱的帕拉达呀，您是最纯粹的人，是伟大的圣人。你的父亲已经被净化了，并连同你家的二十一代的祖先一起被共同净化了，因为你出生在这个家庭里。”所以整个王朝都被净化了。
And then you see the purport there?
Yes.
Yeah, so the word tri saptabhi means seven multiplied by three.
在这个诗节的要旨部分，帕帕就写到，梵文词 tri saptabhi 的意思就是指七乘以三。
In one's family, one can count back four or five generations to one's great-grandfather or even one's great-grandfather's father. But since the Lord mentions 21 forefathers, this indicates that the benediction expands to other families also.
第二句话，在一个人的家庭中，他可以追溯到前四代或者是五代人。追溯到一个人的曾祖父，甚至是曾祖父的父亲。而由于在这里主提到的是二十一代祖先，因此这表明主的祝福也是扩展到了其他家庭的。
Before the present family and ones in which one has taken birth, one must have been born in other families.
而在这个人出生在当前的家庭之前的话呢，他肯定也是在前世出生在其他的家庭过。
Thus, when a Vaishnava takes birth in a family, by the grace of the Lord,
He purifies not only that family, but also the families of previous births.
因此，当一位 Vaishnava 出生在一个家庭中时，那么经由神的恩典，他不仅净化了这个家庭，并且也净化了他之前出生过的家庭。
So we have to accept this sentence as it is without speculating.
因此我们需要如其所示的来接受帕帕所写下的这些话语，而不在其中掺杂有我们自己的推测和猜测。
Yeah, so Prabhupada doesn't say a Vaishnava like Prahlad.
所以说在这里帕帕并没有写到哦。当一位像帕拉的 Maharaj 那样的 Vaishnava 出生在这样一个家庭时，然后怎么怎么样？
He just says Vaishnava.
而他在这里写的很清楚，那他写的就是当一位 Vaishnava 出生在一个家庭中时。
And Prabhupada doesn't say that the family members go back to Godhead either.
并且帕帕在这里也没有写到。Vaishnava 的家人们就直接回归守神了，他也并没有这样写到。
Says they become purified.
而他写的是他的家人们会获得净化。
So what does that mean?
而这个获得净化的意思是什么意思呢？
Well, we can't speculate.
我们是无法去猜测的。
So just be assured, you know, that because you're a Vaishnava.Krishna is giving a special consideration to generations of your family.
所以说你只需要去我想想这个词应该怎么说哈。放心，对，你只需要放心。你只需要去放心，由于你是一位 Vaishnava, 因此 Krishna 会给你的家庭中的好几代人 ,N 代人 好几代人都给予他们特殊的照顾。
Okay.
Okay, next one.
Yeah.
好，我们来看下一个问题。琪琪问，顶拜姑，如果这一生努力修行，智力是可以相应提高的吗？智力和智慧有什么不同解释？ So this devotee is offering her obeisances and asking that if I practice spiritual life diligently in this lifetime, will I accordingly also increase my intelligence?And what is the difference between intelligence and wisdom?
Well, definitely you'll increase your intelligence.
如果努力修行的话，你肯定会提升你的智力的。
Now, actually, there are many types of human intelligence, many categories.
实际上，人类的智力是可以分为好些种类的。
And there's a lot of scientific evidence to support this.
并且有许多科学上的研究证明研究证明来证明了这一点。
There's moral intelligence.
有这种道德上的智力。
There's social intelligence.
有社交上的智力。
There's emotional intelligence.
有情商情绪上的情感上的智力。
There's cognitive intelligence like they measure on, you know, SAT tests.
What test? SAT.
Yes, it's a test you take to get into.
I know college. So you mean like the what is this type?
SAT. I forget what that stands for.
I know, Guruji. I know what SAT means. What type of this intelligence you are talking about?
This is called cognitive intelligence.
Cognitive. 然后的话呢，就是这个认知智力。也不是说这个认知智力的话呢，最好体现就是美国的 SAT 考试了，就是那个他美国的高考，对，就跟我们中国孩子高考一样的，就是你高考智商高，这个智商考的就是一个人的认知智力。
And there's also spiritual intelligence.
然后还有灵性上的智力。
And so this question, who am I?That is, you know, that you're using your spiritual intelligence to ask that question and to understand the answer.
因此的话呢，当你去询问我是谁，那么去问出这个问题，并且去得到这个答案，去理解这个答案，那么这个就属于灵性智力了。
And they've proven in science that, you know, the brains of meditators actually
expand and become more complex and develop more different neural pathways.
Neural pathways. Expand more. 而并且在科学上已经证明了他们专门对冥想者，就是经常进行冥想的人士，研究他们的大脑，就发现这些人的大脑的话呢，是更加的扩展开来的，然后变得更加的复杂，以及在这种人的大脑脑部结构当中，已经开发出了更多的脑神经的这种路径，或者叫通道。
And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that actually our spiritual intelligence increases when we take prasanna.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中就写到，实际上当我们在荣耀 prasanna 的时候，我们的灵性智力就增长了。
Yeah, so we can more clearly see the spiritual path and take that path.
由此的话，我们就能够更加清晰的去看到自己要走的灵性道路，然后并且去更坚定的去走上这条道路。
Yeah, and so what's the difference between intelligence and wisdom? Was that it?
Yes.
Yeah. So intelligence, you know, you can figure things out theoretically or intellectually.
智力就指的是你可以通过理论。或者是通过知识来把一些问题给搞明白。
But when you actually have the experience of what you maybe previously you could conceive of, you know, that water is wet, but you never experienced water until you took a shower, right? Now you know by your own experience what water actually is. That's wisdom.
而什么是智慧呢？故在这里就举了个例子，就像是假如你之前通过这个智力智识去证明，然后对去证明了水是湿的，那么这种智力的话呢，它却当你能够实际的去体验到，对，强调的这个字眼就是体验，当你能够实际的去体验到你的知识，你得到的这个结论的话，那么这就会成为你的智慧。所以说你理论上知道水是湿的，但是只有当你真正去淋浴的时候，你去洗澡的时候，你把水打开，真正亲自的站在水下面，你这个时候的话切身体验到水是湿的，那么此时这就成为了你的智慧了。
Or we read Bhagavad Gita and we understand in the second chapter that we're not the mind and the body, that we're eternal.
或者是当我们去阅读《薄伽梵歌》第二章，我们了解到，哦，我不是这个身体，不是这个心意，而我是永恒的灵魂。
Yeah, so we understand that concept.
我们能够理解这个概念。
We understand the theory.
理解这个理论。
But when we actually look within and chant, we realize, we see clearly through direct experience.That I'm eternal, and I'm not the changing mind and body.
然而只有当我们在真正的静下来，往内看，以这样的一种方式来念诵主的圣名的时候，我们能得以清晰的去看到，能够通过自己直接的体验去发现，我是永恒的灵魂，我不是这个身体，不是这个心意。
And of course, when you speak about something based on your practical experience, it enters, you know, not only the person's mind, but enters their, you know, their spiritual heart and helps them to awaken.
并且的话，当你基于自己的真切体验来practical.
When you're speaking from your practical realization and experience.
I see. 而当你基于你的切身的体验来告诉别人你的这个所获得的这个体验和这种知识的时候，那么你不仅是把话说进了他们的脑袋里，并且你也是把话说进了他们的灵性的心灵之中，从而能够极大的帮助他们觉醒。
Yeah, so it doesn't actually cause the other person to realize the truth that you're speaking about, but it kind of cracks open the possibility for them.To experience it themselves.
当然并不是说当你有了你的切身体验之后，你说的这些话语就会使得其他人都得到灵性上的觉悟，并不是如此，而是说就像是敲开一个核桃一样，你就这样敲开了，为他们敲开了他们的这样一个机会，能够使得他们促使他们去想要去有同样的这样一种体验。
Okay.
Next one.
How are we doing? How many questions we got?
Still on the last week now.
Oh, really? Still on last week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
我们来看哈下一个问题。这个一串数字2626开头，念诵圣名圈数是不是局限形式呢？每一天走在奉爱之路是不是就很好呢？So here this devotee saying that chanting the rounds, you know, how many rounds we chant 16 rounds a day, isn't that also a very restrictive way upon us? And so is also very good to be on the bhakti path every day.
So what does he mean a restriction?
局限形式。I'm trying to understand. Maybe I also can get it.Can misunderstand it. I would just tell this person that, 这个您在这里问到的念诵圣名圈数是不是局限形式呢？就是我和 Guru 都有点不太明白您问的具体意思是什么哈。
Well, first of all, it's chanting 16 rounds is, you know, it's like medical advice.
首先第一点就是每天念诵16圈，这就有点像是医生给予的建议一样。
The doctor gives you a prescription.
医生给你开了个药方。
You should do this, you shouldn't do that, and you should take this.
然后医生给我们看病的时候开的这个处方药方是不是都是比如说不要吃辣的呀，然后要每天你要吃几次药啊，每次药要吃多少片多少利药啊等等的，就是要做这个不能做这个，然后这就是医生给予的医嘱。
It's not a restriction because you don't have to do it unless you want to. You have to choose.
而这并不是一种约束，不是一种限制，而是需要你自己来做出选择，你想不想来遵医嘱，想不想来这样做。
So why do we choose to do it then?
那我们为什么选择要这样做呢？
Because we want to get better and we trust the doctor.
因为我们想要变得更健康一些，我们也信任这位医生给予我们正确的这个药方，正确的这种对处方来帮助我们健康起来。
Right. So it's not a restriction because we, you know, we can choose to do it or not.
因此它不是一种限制，我们是可以做出选择，是要做还是不做的。
And what did he say about bhakti?
每一天走在奉爱之路是不是就很好呢？ Is it very good to walk on the bhakti path every day?
Yeah, because consistency is the way that we come out of illusion.
Come out of the illusion. 因为的话呢，这种持之以恒的方式或者叫一以贯之的这种方式，那也就换句话说就是坚持持续的去做一件事情，是使得我们得以离开幻觉的方式方法。
Yeah, so the illusion is we identify with our mind.
而我们的幻觉那就是我们认同于自己的心意。
So if we just practice when the mind tells us it's okay to practice, and we don't practice when the mind says I don't want to practice,And then we're just following the mind and we never learn that we're not the mind.
Okay. 因此的话呢，如果我们只是在心意对我们说可以休息的时候，那我们就去休息。然后在心意说现在我不想休息的时候，于是我们就不去休息，不去念诵的话，那么我们也就只不过是在追随心意而已，却从来没有去领悟到我们并不是心意本身。
Because the nature of the mind is it's always changing.
由于心意的本质是不断变化的。
And as long as we identify with the mind, we won't discover that part of ourselves that's not changing, that's eternal.
而只要我们还认同于心意的话，我们就无法去发现作为永恒灵魂的那一部分的我是从不改变的。
Yeah, so bhakti, the ultimate goal of bhakti is to realize that I am the eternal servant of God.
因此 bhakti 的终极目标那就是去觉悟到我们是主的永恒的仆人。
Yeah. When we identify with the mind, we think that I'm separate from God and I can enjoy independently.
而当我们认同于心意的时候，便会认为自己和神是相分离的，我们是可以在没有神的这种情况下去独自享乐的。
Yeah, so unless we consistently practice every day, we won't awaken and realize that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna.
因此，除非我们能够持之以恒、一以贯之的每天练习的话，否则我们是无法去觉悟到自己是永恒的灵魂，又是主永恒的仆人。
Okay.
Okay. Next, finally finished all the questions from last week.
Really?
Yeah. So today.
Okay. How many for today?
一二。这第二个也挺长的，然后好像是一个问题，三四五六七。
Leo, chi,
ba, eight.
Okay, well, we'll start out with a one or two, maybe three.
Okay, okay.
Do you have enough time, or do you have to go?
I have enough time. I always have enough time.
How about Sumuki?
Sumuki Balaji Guru 说您有没有时间呢？他可能还要继续再回答两三个问题嘛。Sumuki Balaji, 你可以，他说she's fine, she has time.
Okay, we'll go a little longer then.
好，我们今天就抄下十哈。好，我们来看第一个问题，这个是 Mopal X4X2 这位奉献者说，感恩咕噜，感恩翻译，请问咕噜两个问题，一是观察自己的心意和反省自己是一回事吗？二是莽撞是怎么形成的，如何克服鲁莽行为，谢谢。 OK, so here this devotee is asking you two questions. One is observing one's mind, is it the same as reflecting upon oneselfThat's the first one.
I guess, you know, it's sort of semantics, but I would say that's a little different. You know, observing the mind is very specific.
顾鲁说的话呢，实际上并不是一回事儿。观察心意的话呢，是非常具体的一个这样一种表达。
If you think you are the mind, then you would say reflecting on yourself.That you're not the mind.
Oh, Sri Gumaj, could you repeat? If
you think you are the mind, then you could say observing the mind is reflecting on yourself. But we're not the mind.
Oh, then you would say that observing the mind is the same like reflecting on oneself, but we're not the mind. I see, understand. So Guru 他就说到，如果你认为你就是自己的心意的话，那么你很有可能就会认为观察心意就是和反省自己是一回事儿。然而的话呢，事实上你却并不是你的心意。
Yeah, so the mind is like a movie screen. Literally, it's exactly the same.
心意就像是这个电影的屏幕一样，电影院里的这个画面一样。完全其实就是一回事儿。
And upon the screen are images, pictures.
在这个屏幕上就会出现许许多多的画面。
Like memories.
就比如说是回忆。
The mental images.
就回忆就是这些心意当中的画面。
And even when we imagine the future, those are mental images.
而即便当我们再去想象未来的时候，关于未来所想象的也都只是画面而已。
And there's also audio. There's a dialogue going on, right?
而且还有声音呢，就是在我们看到这些画面的时候，还会有对话出现。
And so most of us are so identified with the mind that we're in the movie and we don't know it. We don't know that we're the one watching the movie. We're in the movie.
而我们中的大多数人如此的认同于心意，以至于我们完全是活在这个电影画面当中，根本就不知道自己是在观看电影的观众，而就是认为自己是活在电影里的角色。
Yeah, so to observe the mind just means to observe and notice when you have a thought and say, oh, there's a thought.
而观察心意的意思就是指你能注意到念头的出现，哦，这个念头冒出来了。
Yeah, there's the mental image of something that happened in the past.
在我的脑海里出现了一个过去曾发生过的一件事情的这样一个画面。
And there's the mental dialogue.
然后在这个画面上的还有一些对话呢。
And there's a feeling that I had at the time.
然后并且还会出现我在当时所经历那件事情的那个感受和那个情绪一起出现。
And then who's observing the thought?
而是谁在这一刻观察着这个念头的呢？
So you can't be the thought and be observing it at the same time.
所以说你是不可能在同一时间既是这个念头又是观察这个念头的客观观察者，这是不可能的。
Yeah, so observing the mind means to identify when a thought arises, a feeling arises, a sound arises, and just identify it and say, oh, there it is.
因此的话呢，观察心意的意思就是指，当念头升起来，当情绪升起来，或者是当内心的那些对话，然后或者是声音升起来的时候，你能得以去辨识出他们，你能得以去看到，哦，有念头，有情绪，有声音出现。
Most of us just go through life daydreaming, not realizing we're even daydreaming.
我们中的大多数人都是活在，就是像在白日做梦一般的度过自己的人生的。我们一直活在这个梦境里，都完全不知道自己只是在白日做梦。
So Krishna says that real knowledge begins when you understand that you're not the field, you're not the movie, you're the one looking at it.
因此 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌中就说到，真正的知识是始至于当你知道你并不是场地的时候，所以这个场地就是指电影，就是指你知道你不是脑海里上映的各个画面。
He says that's his definition of knowledge.
然后 Krishna 说，这就是他对于知识的定义。
Yeah, so observing the mind is, it's very specific. It's not just reflecting on yourself, whatever you imagine yourself to be.
因此的话呢，观察心意是非常具体的，而不是去反省你的这个想象中的自己。
Of course, by observing the mind, you realize you're not the mind, and then you realize yourself.
当然，通过观察心意的话，你就会觉知到你并不是心意本身，而你是真正的自我存在。
So Krishna says that's knowledge, and everything else is ignorance.
然后 Krishna 说，这就是知识了，而所有其他的一切都是无知或叫愚昧。
Thank you.
Okay.Next one, the same question asked by him. 下一个问题，您问到莽撞是怎么形成的，如何克服鲁莽行为。So he's asking that, what is the cause of reckless behaviors? How to overcome reckless, bold behaviors?
Wow, what is the cause of reckless behaviors? Death wish?
Death wish? What is?
Death. Oh, some people. well, it could be too much testosterone.
Oh, that is a male hormone?
Yeah.
有可能，不是说的，有可能这个导致鲁莽行为的话，可能是人体内还有太多的这个睾酮丸素。我忘了那个中文是怎么说的，就是太多的雄性激素了，就这样理解吧。
Of course, it's all the five human weaknesses.
当然这也就是我刚才提到的五种人性弱点当中的一种。
Yeah, and of course, Krishna says when you become angry, you lose all ability, to intelligently make a good decision.
当然 Krishna 也曾说过，当一个人愤怒的时候就会失去这种能力，失去什么样的能力呢？能够多聪明的做出决定，聪明的做出选择的能力。
Of course, intoxication, that's another one.
当然哦，另一个原因就是这个吸食麻醉品呢，比如说喝酒啊，然后或者是这个吸毒啊等等，那么也会使得一个人丧失这样的能力。
Extreme attachment, especially lust.
然后就是极度的执念，比如说色欲。
Boy, that gets everybody into trouble.
就是这种色欲的话呢，会使得每个人都遭受麻烦的。
Yeah, so, you know, lust, anger, greed, the human weaknesses, these all cause us to act whimsically, recklessly, foolishly.
所以说色欲、愤怒、贪婪以及刚才谈到的人性的五种弱点都会使得我们去很鲁莽的、很疯狂的，然后完全是一时兴起的去做出一些事情。
Yeah, so, you know, what causes reckless behavior? That's kind of a general, broad question. So, you know, you can answer it in many ways.
所以说这个鲁莽、莽撞是怎么形成的？就是导致莽撞的原因，这是一个很宽泛的一个问题。所以说你可以以许多不同的方式，在不同的场景当中来回答这个问题的。
So if the question was a little bit more precise, then I could give a more precise answer.
所以如果您问的更加的具体一点的话，那我也可以给到您更具体的回答。Yeah, he's asking how to overcome reckless behaviors.
Well, the way to overcome it is to, you know, follow the four regulated principles.
那么克服鲁莽行为的方式方法，那就是遵循四项规范原则。
And chant introspectively, you know, in presence, and then you'll become master of your mind and senses.
并且的话呢，以一种内观的方式，或者叫做临在的方式来念诵圣名。那么这样的话，你就会成为你心意和感官的主人。
Because then you become very sensitive to thoughts and feelings as they arise.
因为这样的话就会使得你当念头、情绪等这些升起来的时候，你会非常敏感的觉知到哦，有什么样的念头、什么样的情绪出现了。
And then we break identification with the thought and the sensation, and this creates a gap in our response.
我们就打破了，就在这个对这些念头、对这些身体的感觉或对这些情绪的认同的时候，我们就打破了这种认同，由此就会创造出一种空隙。就是当我们在对这些念头和情绪做出反应的时候，这种反应的过程中间就会暂停一下。
Yeah, so when we're identified with our mind and our body, we just react and we respond reactively, immediately to whatever dictation the mind or body gives us.
因此如果我们一直是认同于身体和心意的话，那么当外界出现某个东西激起我们的就出现某个事情时，我们便会立刻的对此做出反应，然后也就完全是会按照心意和身体所一直上瘾的那种方式，所一直习以为常的那种方式来立刻的对这些事情、对这些人做出反应。
But if you develop your power of introspection by chanting attentively, then you're able to observe your thoughts and your feelings, and you can choose to act or not to act rather than just react.
那么而当你通过专注的念诵来发展出这种内观的力量。这个内观的力量，也就是你往内看的力量，能得以去观察你的念头，观察你的感受的话，那么当外界的刺激因素出现时，你就可以做出选择，是选择去对之做出回应呢， 还是选择不做出回应，还是选择以另一种方式来做出回应，而也就不是在像原来那样完全下意识的立刻的做出反应。
So usually when we're acting recklessly, we're not considering the consequences of our actions.
嗯，往往当我们鲁莽行为的时候，我们都是没有去考虑自己行为的后果的。
Till after we're suffering.
直到事情发生之后的话呢，再来受苦。
Yeah, so by developing your power of introspection that results from attentive chanting, then you can avoid acting recklessly.
嗯，因此的话呢，通过专注的念诵得以发展出内观的力量，那么由此你就能得以去避免做出鲁莽的行为。
Okay.
Next one.
Yeah, I think this will be the last one.
Okay. Next question will be the last question, huh?
Yeah.
OK, 好，我们来看这个最后一个，今天的最后一个问题。喜宝问顶拜咕噜和老师们，我从小就是一个在被父母严格管教下常常处于恐惧和紧张状态的人。后来在佛法和克什纳知觉中，我越来越体验到只要自己开始一些奉爱服务，内心就会特别放松，特别是走进大自然，把自己交给天地之间的一切。我当下就会感觉到灵魂的欢喜与自在，仿佛大自然的一切都是我的真正朋友。请问咕噜，我与生俱来的紧张感与前世有关吗？我如何可以在现实生活中保持在大自然中的那一份像小孩一般的天真自在呢？感恩。Okay, so here this devotee was the same one that asking a question last week about, you know, the intensity, the human.You know, all those negative feelings because of the parents' upbringing. Guma, do you remember? Just maybe half an hour ago, you answered that question.
Yeah.
Mm. And so she's saying that, okay, I had this very strict upbringing and I always was situated in fear and this guilty. And later, because of Buddhism and because of Krishna consciousness, I started to experience...that as long as I engage in devotional service, and I would feel very relaxed in my heart, especially if I go into the nature, and I just give myself to everything in the nature, I could just really feel in the present moment that the happiness and joy coming from the soul, as if the nature is my real friend. So my question is that the...how to say that those negative feelings that she mentions, those tense feelings that I was born with, was it related to my past life experience? That's the first question. The second is, how can I maintain that innocence of being in the nature the same like in reality life? I think...By meaning reality life, meaning that in the mundane world and dealing with people and problems. Yeah,
so yes, definitely, you know, oftentimes unresolved issues we had in a past life, we'll have to, because we haven't resolved that issue, we haven't faced that pain, it will be recreated again in order for us to deal with it.
Okay, to deal with. 是的，很多时候的话呢，我们都会就是带有这些来自于前世的未被解决的情绪和感受。由于我们在前世还没有去面对过这些痛苦，还没有去解决这些痛苦的情绪，因此的话，在今生，当我们再次出生的时候，然后这些情绪和感受又会再次的被创造出来，从而使得我们能得以去解决他们，去应对他们。
Yeah, so say we had a situation in our past life where, you know, we were traumatized, you know, and had some fear or had some anger or had some sadness.
就比如说，如果我们在前世曾经经历过这种创伤性的遭遇，就是遭受了很多的恐惧、愤怒和悲伤。
Maybe your lover left you and you were jealous.
那比如说可能是假如说你要是非常嫉妒吃醋的话，然后你的伴侣因为你的这种嫉妒吃醋的心态去选择离开了你。
And you foolishly depended upon somebody else to make you happy.
然后你很笨的去依赖于另一个人，想要通过那个人来让自己感到快乐幸福。
So you came into this life again looking for someone to make you happy.
由此的话呢，当你在今生出生的时候，当你出生在这一世的生命当中的时候，你又会再次的想要去寻找另一个人，寻找这个人来使得你快乐幸福。
And again, you meet someone and they abandon you.
然后的话呢，你又遇到一个人，然后这个人最后又把你抛弃了。
And you feel the same anger, the same hurt.
然后于是你又感受到同样的愤怒，同样的悲伤。
Yeah, so each time we have an opportunity to face the same illusion until we see that it's an illusion and discover our true self.
所以说每一次我们都是被给予机会了的，我们是有机会来能够去直面这个幻觉，直面这同样的幻觉，直到最终我们发现哦，这是一个幻觉，并且我们得以去发现真正的自我。
You know, or maybe you drowned and now you're afraid of water. Or maybe you died in a plane crash and now you're afraid to fly.
也许你可能是死于溺水，然后所以说在今生的话你特别恐惧水，然后靠近水就特别害怕，然后或者是你曾经死于空难，然后所以说你在今生根本就不敢去坐飞机。
Yeah, so, you know, we distract ourselves away from these pains.And these are feelings.
而我们会想尽各种方法来干扰自己的在就分散自己的注意力，好不去注意到所有的这些痛苦和情绪。
But the unresolved emotional energy is there in our cells. It's in our genes. It's in our subtle body.
然而的话，那些未被解决的情绪痛苦却是存在于我们的基因之中的，是。存在于我们的对精微躯体之中的。
Yeah, so the remedy is to be present enough to recognize the feeling, allow it to be there, and then it will pass on.
那么而解决方法就是去和这些痛苦的情绪一起临在，去看到这些感受的出现，并且允许这些感受存在在那里，那么这样的话，这些感受和情绪最终就会通过你流经出来，就会离开。
If the feeling arises like the fear or the anxiety and we just run away from it, then it will stay there and continue to come back.
而如果那些负面的情绪，比如说恐惧啊，或者是您提到的这些紧张感，如果你没有去解决他们，而是当他们出现的时候又立刻逃开，立刻去分散对他们的这种注意力的话，那么这些情绪仍然会一直存在在那里。
And the feeling reinforces the illusion that I'm this mind and body.
然后这些情绪也就会再次的强化你对这个身体、对这个心意的认同，再次的去加固、去巩固这种强化。
Of course, these thoughts and feelings are all about the past.
当然，所有的这些念头和情绪都是关于过去的。
So when we're in nature, especially, it's so easy to be present and just feeling our life now.
因此的话，当我们身处于大自然之中，就会很容易的与当下的一切临在。
Yeah, so you don't feel anxious because you're not dwelling on the past.
你就没有那种紧张感，因为的话，你这个时候在大自然中的你就没有去沉迷于过去。
But by spiritual practice, you can learn to be present even when you're not in nature.
然而通过灵性修习的话，你就会学会，那么即便你没有身处在大自然之中，你都能处在这样一种临在的状态之中。
And you can also learn to be present with unresolved emotional, you know, energy in your mind and body.
并且你也能够学会去在你的身体和心理之中和那些未被解决的情绪痛苦一起临在。
And then, of course, the ultimate solution is to
awaken and realize that all thoughts and all feelings about the past or the future are just passing. They're like waves in the ocean, and you don't have to do anything with them but watch them.
当然最终的解决方法那就是能够去the ultimate solution is to awaken. 那最终的解决方法那就是得以醒来，得以去觉悟到所有的这些关于过去和未来的念头和情绪都像是海浪一样的，他们来了又会走，来了又会消失。那么而你所要做的一切就只是去看着他们，而不会被卷入到这些海浪之中。
Did I answer all the questions there?
I think so.
I
think so.
Thank you, Narayani. I really, put you to work today.
It's okay. Good morning. I'm happy.
Thank you, Sumuki, and thank all the devotees. It was great to spend the first New Year day with you.
非常感谢今天来听课的奉献者们，我真的很感恩能够把自己在2021年的第一天用来和大家一起谈论博伽梵歌。
All glories to Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Varga, all of our Acharyas, and to Lord Chaitanya, and to all the assembled devotees.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于 Guru Varga, Guru 归于所有的奉献者们，归于主 Chaitanya.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, good morning. 外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。